From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the changing views of the Bush administration on global climate change.
First, a day of confluence for capitalism and climate. ExxonMobil is again the most profitable company in U.S. history. Today, it reported almost $40 billion in profits for last year. That just beats the old record for profits set last year
by ExxonMobil. But on the same day in Paris, scientists and delegates from around the world are working on a big UN report on global warming that's coming out tomorrow. And the Associated Press reports they've now agreed that human influence is the big factor in climate change over the last 50 years. Human influence, that means our use of fossil fuels.
And ExxonMobil, of course, is the king of fossil fuels. For years, the company has fought limits on the emissions blamed for global warming. But ExxonMobil is now talking about changing its stance, according to a recent story in the Wall Street Journal. With us today, the reporter who wrote that story, Jeffrey Ball. Jeff, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you. Good to be here.
You write that the company's changes are nuanced. It's not that they're suddenly hanging out with Al Gore. What are they doing?
Yeah, that's an important point. Exxon, as you noted, has for years been sort of the tallest lightning rod in the corporate world in the global warming debate, I think it's fair to say. They have been more outspoken than most companies in raising questions about the scientific validity of concerns about global warming, and more specifically, the scientific validity of links between fossil fuel emissions as a primary cause and global warming. And what's happening is that the company is sort of in a nuanced way changing the way it talks about this issue. For one thing, the company says that it has decided no longer, at least at this point, to fund some of the groups that it was funding, which were the subject of sort of greatest debate in terms of what they said about climate science.
One of them, you note, the Competitive Enterprise Institute.
That's right.
Put out ads last year saying, hey, these greenhouse gases, they're actually good for you.
That's right. And Exxon says that it made its decision to stop funding CEI, at least at this point, prior to those ads going on. But in any event, in addition to that, Exxon is beginning to engage, as are a number of other big companies, in discussions in Washington, not about the science itself, but about how a cap on global warming emissions from the U.S. ought to be structured if one is enacted. And I think what's going on here are two things. One is that companies like Exxon, as they look at the science, are concluding that they are more persuaded than they were in the past by developing science about a link between fossil fuel emissions and global warming. Secondly, I think Exxon and a lot of other companies see the political handwriting on the wall, and this is a question that's linked to the science but not actually the same as the science. The political momentum in this country is moving towards some sort of a cap, and what they're doing is trying to get involved so that they can shape whatever cap is enacted, if in fact one is enacted, so that it hits them less and hits others more.
Jeff, what about that confluence we noted earlier? Is this the best day for big oil ever, or the worst, because it's the day the world really says, we cannot go on like this, we have to do something else?
Well, I guess it depends whether you're a shareholder or the public, or more specifically sort of a long-term or short-term shareholder. I mean, it's obviously a wonderful day for shareholders in terms of profits, but that's not really a surprise. I mean, the profits of Exxon and other oil companies have been rising at a healthy clip for a while now. I think politically it's difficult for these companies, but they realize that, and that political reality is a large part of the reason that you see Exxon's discussion on this changing.
Jeff Ball, reporting for the Wall Street Journal from Dallas, Texas. Jeff, thank you.
Thank you.